Okay, great, everyone. This is the March 22nd, 2023 meeting of the Morgan County Rural Planning Organization. You guys should have all gotten a packet in your email with the agenda and some of the bylaws and the meeting minutes. I'll go ahead and share the screen for the okay, so this is the meeting agenda that we had for the day. I'm going to reorder a little bit so that we move this election up to the next, or around. I'm going to move it around a little bit. Do introductions and then do an overview, and then the election of the chair and vice chair. Approval of the meeting minutes from a long time ago, I know, but for us, it's the same RPO. So the last meeting minutes still need to be approved, and then discussing and adopting the bylaws, and then continuing the meeting from there. So if everyone in person in Morgan City wants to do an introduction of who's there, we can get started that way.
Mayor Gale, Morgan.
Lane Fackrell, County Commissioner.
Lance Prescott, Morgan City Streets Department.
Ty, do you want to go next?
Ty Bailey, Morgan City Manager.
Okay. And then I'm Julie Bjornstad, Senior Transportation Planner with the Wasatch Front Regional Council, and we'll go Hugh and then Chris.
Hey, everybody. Hugh Van Wagen, also with Wasatch Front Regional Council. Mostly working on bicycle and pedestrian projects.
And then I'm Christopher Chestnut with the Utah Department of Transportation. I'm the Region Planning Manager.
Okay, perfect. So I think, as all of you know, there about, I think it was 2018 or 2019, establishment of the Morgan County Ogden Valley Rural Planning Organization. It was a joint effort between those two counties, UDOT and WFRC. Because Morgan County, as you know, is not in the urbanized area, it's not represented by the Metropolitan Planning Organization for Transportation Planning. So the Rural Planning Organization was created to coordinate transportation investments between the two counties with the goal of creating a long-range regional transportation plan that would be prioritized, developed with public participation, and then to be able to provide technical assistance to its members. And so the Morgan County Ogden Valley did do that. We developed a plan, we provided technical assistance, namely providing some information about the implementation of local option sales taxes, how one could use the corridor preservation funds outside of corridor preservation, a number of other things. Working with UDOT helped kind of get some planning grants to the county. And then it was decided that the RPO should kind of split apart so that Weber County felt like they had things under, that they didn't really need the RPO as much. And then Morgan County wanted to focus more on the needs of Morgan County specifically. So we did a new bylaw, or sorry, new local LPA, local planning agreement. Got what the P stands for, a different MOA, and recreated the RPO as just Morgan County. So this is the first meeting of that body, but the purpose that we see in terms of what the RPO can provide the county is, again, a forum for some of the transportation conversations to take place between the city and the county, others such as the school district if needed, to think about that long-range transportation plan, what's needed and how to prioritize that, and to provide technical assistance to both the COG as needed for potential prioritization of the third quarter or quarter preservation funds, for providing grant opportunities, providing active transportation technical assistance, and really being that forum where the transportation planning discussions can happen, as well as providing you kind of direct access with UDOT, because Christopher will be at all the meetings as well. Does anyone have any questions sort of about the role of the RPO or anything like that, or want to say anything about sort of the overview of the RPO?
This is Ty. I just have I know this is a last minute thought, and I should have thought about it before, but Morgan County adopted a scenic byway. And part of that process is they're supposed to have a committee. So I'm not sure if I feel like that this RPO could also be designated as the, just, I don't know if we have to adopt it by bylaws or if the county has something else in the works, but as far as I know, the county's never made a committee for that designation.
So was that on? Another,
go ahead.
That was like 66 and 65, right? Back to Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Yep. Is that the scenic byway?
Yeah, the city did a resolution supporting it, and the county put a lot of work into getting it designated. But the next step is just for the county to create a committee. And I don't want to like sidetrack this, but it just sounds like a discussion item, signage and that sort of thing, just as a. Just a side note, I guess, just as we're restructuring everything with COG and all the stuff we're doing there, that would just be a nice piece to figure out where that fits, either okay. Here or a different committee, but it's transportation related. So.
Yeah, I can check. I know. I remember when Steve Lyon was still at the county, he had mentioned that scenic byway designation, and I wasn't sure if it had ever gone through or where it was in that process.
Yeah, it got adopted by the state. So it got its designation. And so it's still the newest designated scenic byway in the state, you know, 5 years later.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that's something that the county should discuss. Like if they have, that's in the county's hands about if they have a committee, if they want this to act as the committee, right?
What committee is it?
It's the scenic byway committee. It doesn't have to be, I don't think it has to be, well, I guess we could do some homework and see if it has to be titled something or not, but it's supposed to have a committee that pulls a couple of the stakeholders together. So I don't know what those requirements are, but.
Okay, I can look into that. I think actually Jory is on this.
But if it's the same people and it's, I'm just thinking if it's the same people, like if it doesn't matter who the representation is, but it's one of our transportation discussion items, just what we do with that designation, I think should at least be part of our regional plan.
I can agree. We'll have to figure out how it works because I don't know. We got feedback here, so we're up too high.
Okay. I can also do some digging into what of any documentation from the byway.
Because I don't know if it could be under the tourism board or if it should be probably under the transportation, but that would be us. Which means Ty and I, myself and Ty, need to sit down together and come up with what we want to do. Or at least maybe you can help me in determining what I need to do would be a benefit.
That's what Julie's going to do is just find out what the parameters of that, what the requirements are. And then we can just figure out how to plug it in to hit those requirements. But I'm not familiar with, I just know there's supposed to be a committee, but I'm not familiar with who needs to be on it or anything like that. But at least as a discussion item for the RPO, we should talk about it. So.
Okay. Yeah, I can. It's the Morgan Parley Scenic Byway is the official name. So yeah, I can look into if there was a committee established or if what the rule, what we're supposed to be doing for scenic byway.
So it's the Morgan Parley's public byway?
Scenic byway. Yeah. If I move this over here, can you guys see this instead of what I was sharing?
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Yeah. So it's from I-84 along 66. Sorry, from I-84 to East Canyon State Park, and then along 65 to Mount Del Reservoir.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so as far as the meeting schedule, Commissioner, I can't remember if we had talked about meeting every month or just meeting a few days after each of the COG meetings, so every other month. So I guess open for discussion on that meeting schedule.
I seriously would rather have this meeting versus the COG every month. Have an RPO every month and have the COG every 2 months. That's the way I look at it.
I'm retired, so
it doesn't
another meeting to me doesn't matter.
Except when you start getting them overlapping like I have.
Yeah. I like the information both bring. And how they kind of join together.
Okay, Lance and Ty, are you good with every month then?
Yeah, I think at least initially.
Okay.
You know, we're kind of in startup mode and the COG needs all the support it can get as far as policy prioritization. And I think if we meet every month and get some proposals going, then maybe the COG can stay on track instead of changing the rules of the game every time we meet.
Okay. And so this third, or I guess we're meeting on the fourth Wednesday of the month work. Well, I guess the COG is the COG is the third Monday. So does it work to meet the third or fourth Wednesday of every month then at the same time? Okay, I see some nods from us. Morgan, I can't see what you guys are doing. So if you disagree.
So do we want
for staff time, if our elected officials are okay, I'd like to have it a little earlier.
Okay.
Just because most of our staff have already put in a full day and then they get overtime.
The only, you know what I mean? I can do it. But I don't know that Jared can do it. So
I see.
I'm like Steve, I'm retired.
Hi, if it comes down to that for me, I can adjust my schedule one day a month a little bit to be available a little later in the day. I don't mind a long lunch one day a month. So
okay.
I'm happy to also move it to 3:30, but if you think, if you don't think Commissioner Anderson will be able to join until 4:00. On a normal time, then
we've got a bridge meeting every week from about 3 to 3:30 or 4 for the next several months. So any earlier than 4 for us on Wednesdays doesn't work.
Okay, so let's just plan now every month from 4 to 5:30 on this Wednesday, and then we can readjust as. If we figure out it's not working, if the bridge gets done early, anything like that. That sound good?
So this was the third Wednesday.
Yeah, I think we planned it just for after COG. And so if COG is always a third Monday, then maybe we just do the third Wednesday, even though this is actually technically the fourth Wednesday.
Or do we want to do it before the COG?
Well, if we're meeting every month and the COG is meeting every other month.
The COG meets every month. They meet every Monday, the third Monday of every month.
Okay. Sorry.
I was suggesting that we have our meeting once a month and the COG every other month, but I'm not the one that makes that decision. I'm only a partial person. Oh, boy.
Yeah. There's pros and cons, I think, to meeting before and after. Meeting after would allow us to respond to something, but then not allow us to talk about whatever it was they needed to respond. Before allows us to get all the ducks in the row prior to that COG meeting. So I'm open to either. If Ty, Lance, Mayor, Commissioner, you have a preference, I'm happy to adjust.
So I think right after is better because that allows both, because we can address an issue, but it also gives us time to prepare for the next meeting. If that makes sense, like after the RPO meets, it's still, everything we work on is going to, like we just had a homework assignment, it's going to take a little while before we're ready for the next COG. But that's just my.
I'm sorry, I was answering back to Brett. What date do you say, Ty, was best?
I think following the COG.
Following COG? Okay.
Yeah. Well, whatever the COG talks about is fresh on our minds. We address it, but then any of the follow-up or if we need to meet again or if we need to make assignments before the next COG, then it gives us 3 weeks to work on stuff, you know, from that last COG agenda. So I think that feels better than a fire drill right before COG.
Okay, so the third Wednesday. Third one, 4 o'clock. Okay, that'll work.
Okay, perfect. And so then the next agenda item, was the election of a chair and vice chair. Now I know we have 4 people. We don't technically have bylaws right now. So I guess we can do, I think it'd be good to get a chair and vice chair so that we can do some of the other action items on this meeting, even if not everyone is on this meeting that was invited. Do you guys agree that we should go ahead and elect a chair and vice chair so we can get procedurally?
I nominate Steve Gale as chair and Blaine Fackrell as vice chair.
Okay. That's fine. We have a second?
I don't care, but we don't have the others in here. I was going to nominate Lance.
I'm going to nominate Brett Heiners.
Okay.
It's really not that much effort.
I'll second the nomination of Mayor Gale as chair and Commissioner Fackrell as vice chair.
My only question, because I don't want to second that. We don't have enough members of the RPO here to be able to do that. I don't think we have it, but if you'd like, we can. Because I think in the bylaws, it says majority of attendees. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's what Julie's saying. That's, we don't have bylaws yet, and we don't have a committee, so it's just a kickoff point. So we're just saying to get us started, right, Julie?
I'm fine with kicking it off. And if we need to make adjustments down the road, we can.
Okay, I'm fine with
it. Because it's basically just to lead the meeting, and then if Mayor Gale's not there, then Blaine, you would just lead the meeting. We all recognize Julie's doing all the work, so I think it'll work.
So we have a motion and a second, and then if I recall correctly, then we need to take an actual vote from the 4 of you.
There's 4 of us.
So I guess I don't know how to do this. You guys are the elected officials.
We'll just vote.
Nay, whatever.
Those in favor.
Okay, yeah, those in favor say aye.
Those in favor.
Aye. Unanimous aye in the city council room.
So it's here. It's
okay.
Unanimous. We don't parliamentary procedure stuff as well as some people. We just want to make a meeting and let's get it over with.
Okay, so Mayor Gale is chair, Commissioner Fackrell is the vice chair. Okay, so the next agenda item is I sent you the April 2021 meeting minutes in the packet via email, and we just need to approve those meeting minutes. I know that. Yeah, like a few of you were there at that previous meeting.
So why would we need to, when that the RPO for that particular one, we were not, I mean, we've separated apart from that. Why would we need to approve it?
Yeah, according to
state statute,
Andrea, who was on the call earlier, she feels that it's the same RPO essentially, and just one member left. And so that it was a continuation of that same organization.
So okay. It was established once and we just amended the membership.
Yeah.
So I move to approve the minutes for whoever was there. Lance was there. Maybe he should make the motion.
I'll second it because I was there.
Okay.
Perfect. I was just trying to help it along.
Oh, you weren't there, but you can do it now anyway.
Yeah, and since Mayor Gale is the chair, if you want to lead these action items.
What was that?
If you want to lead the action item as the chair, if you want to call the, for the vote.
21 minutes?
Yep.
Oh.
I made the motion and then Blaine seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, looks like it's unanimous.
Okay. All right, so the bylaws. Again, these are all in your packet. The COG has also seen these. There was a little bit of feedback on maybe some of the grammar and on the meeting, being this section allowing for electronic meetings. And then at the COG, based on COG feedback, changing these two purpose statements to include supporting the COG in developing instead of developing. But I know both Christopher and Commissioner, you guys had questions or discussion about the membership here. And I guess I just wanted to ensure, is this the list that we want to go with? There are some people that need to be appointed then if we want to go with this list, like for instance, someone from the Planning Commission, both the county and the city, for instance, the school district, or do you want a different membership list? So I just want to talk about that for a second before we finalize the bylaws.
So our Morgan City Planning Commission, we could use you, Lance.
Can I represent the City Planning Commission as well as City
Road Supervisor?
Roads and
stuff. Well, I'm wearing 4 or 5 hats.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 is a down size for most days, so I can handle 2 for an hour.
I mean, we had talked about the Planning Commission representatives, but if that's not something, I mean, either one of those. I guess it's up for discussion about whether a Planning Commission representative is needed from the city and county.
I don't think commission, maybe just put planning, because do they have both listed, planner and Planning Commission? So on the counties, take off Planning Commission maybe, but on the cities, okay. Just put a planning representative, because then that could be Teresa or Jake or Planning Commission chair, however we decide.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just put planning representative.
I could agree with that.
Okay.
Where you go, Ty?
Just because if we box it in and like if we're like, hey, it's this person and they never show up, then we can just switch our representative.
And we had previously talked about the school district representative being optionally, they could optionally decide to participate. So I guess that's up for discussion. Do you guys want that person to be outlined in this, or do you want that to be an optional representative?
Make it optional or ex officio member. So we left the door open for them to participate, but we don't hold stuff up for voting and that sort of thing if they don't engage.
Okay. Do I just put ex officio on this? Like we're the last three of us are, I guess, ex officio members, right? We're not like voting. So I could put like non-voting member there or something. Or well, I don't really know what ex officio means.
Yeah, it means non-voting. Just like your Oh, like you did for the regional staff? And DOT? Or, I mean, yeah, just put that non-voting on UDOT and school.
Okay.
Unless Christopher would want to vote.
No, I don't think it'd be appropriate for me to vote. I think it should stay with you guys, with the local government.
Would it help any grant applications?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, you don't have to vote then. I would like to go one day and be like, even your own guy voted for this project.
So. We'll treat you good.
Okay, so are you guys okay with those changes then? The membership?
Yes.
Okay, let's repeat what you had there.
Okay, the Morgan City Mayor, Morgan City Planning Representative, the Morgan City Manager, Morgan City Road Supervisor, the Morgan County Commission Representative for Active Transportation, essentially that would be you. Morgan County Commission Public Works Representative. So I'm assuming that's Commissioner Anderson.
That's
the Planning and Development Director, Public Work Director for Morgan County, and then non-voting would be the school district if they wanted to participate, UDOT and WFRC.
Okay. I think that's good.
Okay. So if we're okay with these bylaws, then we need an action to adopt them.
So I just have one more comment. Now that we have the membership, what constitutes a quorum?
Sorry, well, I'm on there's, my phone, so I can't. Yeah, you're good. There's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we said a simple majority. A quorum would be a simple majority.
I would say a simple majority, as long as there's two representatives from both the city and county. So it's not four city people making a majority, if that makes sense, or four city people and one county rep.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because then it's like it's a 4-1 no matter. Just to keep the two sides basically even. So as long as there's two reps from the city or two reps from the county, and a simple majority.
Okay, boardroom, what do you think of that?
I'm not trying to complicate it.
Okay, let me clarify what you're saying then. and I missed something here earlier. Probably the Morgan County Commission. Oh, that's Commissioner. Okay. You're saying 4 and 4 is what you want. So that way you have to have a minimum of 2 from each group, no matter what.
No, I'm saying, so like a simple majority is 5, right?
Right.
But it wouldn't be a quorum unless you have at least 2 representatives. 2 of those representatives are from both the city and the county.
And that would be fine with me, except yeah, it would mean we couldn't do anything.
Right. But it also, so that's what I'm saying, is it encourages participation, but it also keeps everything from being one-sided. Like if, you know, you're the only one that shows up from your entity, it doesn't make much of an RPO. At that point, it's either just a county board or just a city board.
I can agree with that, even though I'm
trying to keep it a little balanced. Yeah. Yeah, and for most things we're all going to agree anyway, because it's stuff that we're all working on together.
I guess
if participation falls off to the point where either party only has one person showing up, we probably shouldn't be representing ourselves as a RPO to.
I will agree with you. I'm just hoping I can get somebody here besides me.
Me too.
That's been a hard thing.
So we'll bring a candy dish and see if that helps.
So does this language sound okay to say a quorum of the RPO shall be a simple majority of the total voting membership of the RPO, but must include at least two members representing Morgan City and at least two members representing Morgan County?
That's correct.
I like it.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Then, Mayor, do you want to do the honors?
Are we going to do each one individual, or are we?
Oh, wait, no, we can't. Well, so that means, so how does that work? Because then we can't actually vote on this because we don't have two members from the county.
Actually, I'm the only one.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We just hold off till next time.
Okay. So we'll hold off till next time on that.
And if I can't be here, I'll have Robert here. Oh. Because he's the other active transportation person.
Okay. Okay, so then the next thing I wanted to discuss was just the prioritization requirements of that third quarter. So I made a little presentation with some of the code. Can you guys see that? Someone, thumbs up, Hugh, Chris.
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay. Okay. So this is taken straight from the Utah State Code for the third quarter. So 59-12-2217. And since this is a new quarter to you guys, I just wanted to review what is required by state statute for the prioritization process and the list of projects. This, of course, I think the best way, I'll go through it. And then I think the best way is to ask the COG if they want the RPO's help in developing this process. So in the statute, the Council of Governments is required to develop a written prioritization process to prioritize projects that would be funded with the sales and use tax. The COG is required to create a priority list of transportation projects and then present that list to the county's legislative body for approval. The written prioritization process needs to include what types of projects that the process applies to, the weighted criteria system on how the projects will be ranked and prioritized, the data that will be used to do that ranking, the application procedures for how a project is considered, and then any other type of provision that the Council of Governments considers appropriate. So these written prioritization processes I have for Box Elder, Weber, and Summit County, and like Box Elder in Weber County is like 20 pages long. So they're quite involved. I mean, they're not quite involved, but they lay out all of the information that one would need, which is one of the reasons that I'm suggesting the RPO help the COG create this prioritization process. So this weighted criteria system, it says shall include, and then the cost effectiveness of a project, the degree that the project will mitigate regional congestion, the compliance requirements, economic impact of a project, and then that the project has revenues to fund the maintenance and operations, and then any other provision that that's the Council of Governments considers that appropriate. So for instance, on the Summit County process, you know, part of it's just like, does this, you know, is this being used for engineering, environmental right-of-way, construction, what type of road it is, what type of drainage it has, if it's including alternative modes like transit or sidewalks or trails. It just asks for like the average daily traffic and the level of service, the percent of trucks, pavement condition, you know, if it's impacting environmental. So some of this stuff isn't, we can kind of craft it how is useful to the county, but there are certain things that the criteria system should include. Yeah. So then the thing is also that we haven't talked about at any of the COGs before is that before that priority list can be finalized or any funding can be given to projects, the COG shall conduct a public meeting on that written prioritization process, as well as the projects that are being prioritized, and that the system for ranking each project is publicly available prior to this public meeting being held. So there's just like a little bit of time needed before that, before the list goes to the county legislative body, because this needs to be developed and this public meeting needs to happen. And then that list can be moved forward to the commission. And I'm just not sure if anyone was aware of this public meeting part of the code. So I just wanted to provide that overview for you about that prioritization. And like I said, we should probably ask the COG if they would like help in developing the prioritization process and anything with the public. I don't know if the public meeting can be part of just the COG or if this needs to be a separate meeting, but it'd be good to know if how the RPO can help the COG proceed in this creation of the prioritization process.
I think we should draft and propose the process. I think that's kind of what, not the last COG, but the COG before that. If I remember right, I think that was the intent of that discussion. So we would also come up with the priorities, but I think we would help them with the process. You know, we're the technical assistance group, basically, to COG. So if we go back and say, hey, COG, you know, what do you want to do? It's just going to get tasked back to us because they have no staff.
So would you like at the next meeting to come with a draft process that we can discuss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So does anyone have any questions about the prioritization process for the third quarter?
And the waiting or the criteria has to be approved in the public meeting or at least presented?
Yeah, the process and then it needs to be publicly available and then there's a public meeting. I don't know exactly what needs to be at this public meeting other than I guess probably an opportunity for them to see it and comment, which I think can probably be done at the COG, but I can figure that out by the next meeting of like what the requirements for this public meeting are.
Yeah, I would think that during the COG meeting would be sufficient because it gets noticed.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I also had put on here prioritization requirements for the core preservation. And I know, Ty, that you had shared with me before quarter preservation policy that the county had and the list, the road list. And I wasn't sure if you guys had ever gone through the created an application or the prioritization procedure that was needed.
Not since I have been a commissioner.
Yeah, so before the cut, well, actually, it was while you were, when you first started, we had the first couple of meetings, if you remember.
Yeah.
We had a policy, Jared and Blaine, we had a policy and an application and a process for corridor preservation funds. And then after Jared and Blaine were elected, Jared proposed to change it. They did make some changes. And then procedurally, there was just a lot of back and forth with did we actually adopt the changes or did the county just make changes? And then the application was just changed. And then it was kind of left. So I drafted the original, and then Jared said he was going to make changes, you know, based on what Weber County does. And then I don't think it actually ever, we never got something readopted. So when we went through the project list, Ray Little was saying, but because we've only adopted the one policy, we need to work off of that one until a new one is adopted. So there's one that it's adopted, but it's prior to the current membership of the COG. And then okay. We actually haven't followed that policy. We followed the new changes without formally adopting the new policy. So that's kind of where we are. I think it's open for a revamp or whatever we propose.
Okay. Yeah, because the policy I see has, it says the COG will endorse a project from the project list after considering the following criteria, which is not which may include, I can't read fast enough. I think it's all of these criteria, but then I never saw one where it actually specified that prioritization. It just said these are the criteria. Do you know what I'm saying? And like, so what? So I guess does the RPO need to also come to the next meeting here with like an application and then a proposed prioritization system? Or do you feel like that is in that budget policy well enough?
No, we need to redo it. The okay. original policy was just basically just to take state code and say we adopted it. But what happened is Brett Heiner and I got together and we said, let's just base it off of the 50% that's available. Let's get our projects and then let's just agree and basically take turns. So when the budget would hit a certain level, then there was money available. Instead of spending a little bit every year and never letting it build, that's why it was more based on a budget policy than a priority. And what's unique is there are literally only two entities in our COG that have road or any corridor preservation function. And that's kind of how we structured it. But then, so when we go back and do all the ranking and ratings, it's going to be, it'll be good to have, but I don't know that we're going to get tons of value out of a big matrix of, hey, what do you got? This is what we have. You know, it all needs done. Do you want to do it this year? Do you want to do it next year? Or, and it's never enough money to do, you know, we're talking, you know, road projects in the hundred of thousands of dollars. You know, it's not as much money as some of the other entities.
No, I get that. I want to also make sure that what the county as a whole is doing follows, you know, a procedure that's outlined, if one is outlined in statute, in case anyone like asks a question about why did you choose that project? And I see the prioritization and then there not being any. So just helping ensure that you're doing things the way that they're laid out. Okay. So we'll put, so.
Julie.
Yeah.
I know that there's some things we need to do within this group, and that's to do with the active transportation. And so with the funds, in the past, nobody has done anything, and we need to do something in this group and do some recommendations for trails, for maintenance of trails. So, Mayor Gail, we need to put that on one of our agenda items.
So you're at that agenda item of maintenance of trails to discuss like funding for them, whether they're included in, you can use third quarter money, for instance, on maintenance. So what just talk a little bit more about what that agenda item would be.
Well, some of the, I just know that there's projects that need to be, we've got an active transportation trail that is in the Cottonwood area that needs to be, I don't know if it needs to be redone or just the molehills that are foot high needs to be come out, and money needs to come out of, I think, this sales tax to take care of that. Plus the other one is the one on state, whatever the one down in Mountain Green is, 167. That one needs to, where we need to at least clean it once in a while, you know, gravel, because there's gravel all over it, because it's at an elevation that's down here and the road's up here. So I don't know if those are projects within this jurisdiction or not.
So you would just say that in our criteria that we would like to consider active transportation. So that's my opinion anyway, is like, you know, without having a project list. And that's kind of the problem of the past is, so it's not that trails have been missed. It's literally, we've done nothing through the COG.
That's right.
We did one round. It went to all county projects and they were all just random projects that were proposed, and no criteria. And they weren't even the ones that Brett and I had talked about. They just came from a county council member. That's when they changed the bylaws, the application, they got whatever funded that they wanted, but it wasn't prioritized. But I think what you're saying is we would need to include active transportation, because last time during RPO, they were not a priority of Morgan County, and now they are. So we need to consider including them in the priorities. Is that?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a fair statement.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. And I have a question for Christopher and Hugh, and Julie, all of you. And that is under this option sales tax, or under the RPO, or under the COG, I don't know which, is there anything in there that takes care of any infrastructure of any trails, or is it all maintenance, or what? Or any corridor preservation within that? And let me finish one more, and that is on the highways, the Highway 66 or 65, do we widen the road, or do we put funds into it, or the old highway? Those are the things I'm wondering about within state jurisdiction. Do we have any say in that, or is it only on county areas?
I'll answer the first part of the question before turning over to Chris. For the third and fourth quarters, which you've adopted, you can use those funds for corridor preservation, construction, maintenance, operation of active transportation facilities, which include sidewalks, bike lanes, trails, as long as those active transportation facilities connect an origin to a destination. So they just simply can't be a mountain biking trail, for instance, that just goes from a trailhead to a trailhead. Probably couldn't do a path around a lake, for instance. But if it's a trail, let's say, that connects Peterson to Morgan or Mountain Green to Stoddard or something, as long as there's a trip purpose other than completely just recreation, then you can use the third and fourth quarter to purchase the right of way, construct and maintain and operate those active transportation facilities.
So then in that case, something that is going to be adjoining to different counties can be used for that, even though it may not be completed for hundreds of years, or I mean 20 years or 10 years.
So theoretically, if you wanted to connect Mountain Green to Huntsville, then yes, you would be able to use this funding if you could justify that it's an active transportation facility for non-motorized vehicles that connects an origin to a destination, the origin being Mountain Green, the destination being Huntsville.
Okay. That helps.
But I would caution you that it can't be how would you phrase that? I don't think the intent is to make something that's almost purely recreational that just happens to do that. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like it needs to, the intent needs to be there that someone's can be using this for a trip purpose other than just, Hugh, how would you clearly phrase that?
Thanks, Julie. Are you trying to say sort of a transportation purpose or something that,
yeah,
as opposed to a recreation purpose? And nothing that is like a loop and nothing that would be like an out and back, right? But the idea is you start someplace and end someplace.
So if we're trying to do both going up to Summit County, up to that area, and also down to Weber County, does that qualify or does it not? Because we'd like to connect into the system down in the Weber County area or Davis County, whichever one it is, we'd like to connect. And I think that's one of our first ones. The other one is to do up towards Summit County. But that one's going to take a lot of years because we've got to purchase ground if we're going to do that.
Yeah, it doesn't say this in the statute, but I guess I would think of it this way. If it's like a purely, like, let's say a dirt track trail that just happens to go from Mountain Green to Huntsville, I'm not sure if that would qualify.
Right.
But so it doesn't have to be paved. I'm not saying that. It doesn't say that in the statute, but I would think of it that way. If it's just going to be like dirt and yeah, it connects these two destinations and yeah, a bike can use it. That's not really the intent. But I think something that goes through the canyon that connects to a greater trail system that's also then used to connect origins and destinations, that would count.
Okay. Well, that's the plan, or that's my vision, is that.
Now, I'll let Chris talk about whether you should use county funds for a state highway.
I guess you can, if you wanted to. I don't think we would be opposed to that. I guess I would just ask the question, why would you want to do that?
Well,
we don't have the state pay for it, right?
I guess we can use it as our share or whatever we have to help out because we need it. And drastically, we need it. It's just a problem in Morgan County and we need to do it. And it's not just in the city. The city's been smart, or somebody in the city has been smart to go and make that wide enough road to be able to have bike travel on that road. But as soon as it hits the county line, it's down to this size versus this size. And so those are things that I think we need to really concentrate on a state matter. And if it needs help from the county, from these funds we have, these additional funds, then we need to consider that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you want to use it as your part of a local match towards a bigger project, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I agree with all the verbiage so far for trails and that, but where do you put a priority list? Is it trails or roads, or do they come in about, they can come in on top, or is there no more priority for a road than a trail or things like that? Like I honestly struggle. I think it'd be awesome, but I struggle with going from Morgan County to South Weber, say, through that canyon.
I don't.
And where that will take place, that's what I'm wondering if.
So, Mayor, if I could chime in.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to know the end from the beginning, right? So. But to answer your question, that's exactly what we'll do, is develop criteria. You figure out what's important to you And then when you plug the projects in, then whatever floats to the top just happens to float to the top. So we're all going to agree on the criteria first, like, is it regionally significant? Does it benefit both the city, the county, the school? Does it, if active transportation is our priority over roads, or if it's, you know, new construction compared to maintenance, or, you know what I'm saying? Like when we go through that process, Julie will help us create those criteria instead of starting with whose project do we like the best. We just all need to focus on the criteria for the first several meetings. Like what's important to us? Is it safety? Is it, you know, connectivity? Those type of words are more so than what we feel like the most.
Well, and that's why I sort of piped up, is we're trying really hard to unify county and city and make it one valley. And I can see where this could get into a debate. what's the highest need? And that's what I'm wondering, how we come to the point where this hits the top priority. And then I would love to see that both county and city would say, I support that, even if it, say, for instance, doesn't fall out of the, it falls out of the city, but it helps overall in the county, or vice versa. Yep. That's where I wish we could hopefully in the future come to that, instead of some of the debates that we seem to have.
Yeah, and that's kind of the goal, Mayor, is this COG money should be like highest and best use, because the other portion of the money is going directly to the county. The city is also getting a direct portion of the local option sales tax. This is the part where this is not all transportation money, but this is, in my mind, this is above and beyond. Instead of saying, oh, we're just going to use COG money to maintain, supplant our annual maintenance budget, and then we'll quit putting general fund money towards that. This should be in addition to higher best use, things that we haven't been able to, support each other on in the past. That's just my perspective anyway on it. So, but I think that's what you're saying. It just, we're going to have to let the process play out, agree on all of the criteria, and then go through that process of ranking and rating and proposing projects. And then if we can get some consistency year over year, instead of on the very first list just trying to push one project through, that will also help us, the city and the county, in our communication, because we'll say, we've been talking about this for 3 years and it was too expensive, but now it's in reach. But the city and the county, we've never had a strategy to work off of or stuck to a plan long enough to have those type of conversations that you're talking about. So that's kind of the other side of this process and the group. Anyway, that's kind of my hopes of where we're headed. So
yeah, and that's my thoughts also, is we sort of have a chemistry where we can work together right now. Which that's what I'm hoping for, is that there isn't a little rivalry thing or a, we need this worse than you. You support what the decision of the committee deems as the most important project. Does that make sense?
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying that the governor has made an effort to set aside money for trails. We ought to also be putting aside some money for maintenance of what we have, including the cities. I mean, we need to do it for, and even if it's just a portion, but if we don't, then why build it? It's the same as our roads. If we don't take care of them, why build them? Let's have dirt around. I'm just saying that as a, because I've heard some comments before, not just from you, but from others that say, well, where are you going to come up with some money to take care of these trails that we currently have? Well, we've already done it by having this tax, the sales tax that we asked for and that we approved. So, you know, I'm just saying, I don't think all of it ought to go to trails. It needs to go to the roads because I drive on them. But I also want to have the paved trails maintained so that way I don't kill myself out there on the trail as I'm walking down or as I'm riding my bicycle. That's all.
Yeah, we agree. So
I think it's a great segue since we have 15 minutes left to the next two of the other agenda items. So on the state roads, the legislature just passed the active Transportation Investment Fund, which goes to fund a statewide trail network primarily along state highways. So theoretically, that would be throughout the entire state and could be used to help fund some type of trail along any of the state routes in Morgan County, whether that's Trappers Loop, 66 or 65. In addition, there's some state funding from the Transportation Investment Fund and Active Transportation, which is different than the Active Transportation Investment Fund. And a call for nominations is just getting underway. So I was hoping that Christopher could take a second and explain to you guys the Transportation Investment Fund nomination process, when those are due, because you can apply against that for active transportation improvements throughout the county.
So you guys should have received from Andrea Olson an email that talks about that we're going to be opening up those nominations here pretty soon, and that'll happen. I think we're shooting for April or May to have those nominations open. And what that means, so if you have an active transportation plan and everything within the first phase of that AT plan will automatically go in to be prioritized for these state dollars. So, and if you haven't seen this yet, I think if you haven't received it, then Julie, if you could just forward it to the group.
Yeah,
I have not received it yet.
I haven't yet.
Okay. I'll forward this to everyone.
Okay. So you can, from the AT plan, anything in phase one of that plan, the financially constrained phase one, will automatically go in to be prioritized for state funds. But if there's a project that's not in phase one and you want to have it nominated to be included in that prioritization, then you can do that as well as a local government, county, or city. And so then we'll prioritize it against all the other projects in the state and it'll get ranked. And now the thing that's, we're still trying to work through everything that the legislature did for and to us. So we're still trying to kind of work through everything. So there's some of this, the TIF active fund and the ATIF fund, which are two different things. We're trying to figure out what that means. So what we've done so far at UDOT is the legislature allowed us to add a new division within UDOT called Trails and Transit. And we now have a director over that division. His name is Josh Vendura. And I just met with him today to kind of go through what's happening in Region 1. But I think he's kind of doing the same thing. He's only had the job for about 2 weeks. So he's trying to get his feet under him as well, as far as what this means. And he's got to put together an organization and a structure and start to bring in all of these processes and how this is going to work. But that, just so that kind of gives you context. But what we want you to start to think about is projects within the county or the city. I'm just going to say Morgan County. And when I say that, I don't mean county only. I'm saying Morgan Valley. You should think about what projects you guys would like, what project or projects you want to have included in this upcoming nomination period.
Okay.
So I sent you guys that email that he's talking about. And if you have any questions about the process or what projects to apply for, you can reach out to Chris, Hugh, or myself, and we can help.
And one thing that's different about this approach than in other historical approaches, any of these, we're kind of focusing on paved trails, paved bikeways and active transportation facilities, that anything that is on a state facility, UDOT will operate and maintain those active transportation facilities as well.
Oh.
So that's another different piece that came that we're trying to figure out what that means. We think we know what it means, but we're trying to, how do we staff up for those kinds of things? We have a bunch of people who know how to plow a road and make a road, but AT facilities are a little different.
It means you have to buy a bunch of smaller equipment.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Ty. Bunch of smaller equipment and a few more people to do so.
Yeah. Did any of those changes, or does that funding include acquiring right-of-way?
Yeah, it'll go for anything, any piece of.
Okay. Because that's always, yeah, so all the funding up to this point, the big constraint is when you don't own the property. So I'm just saying, like, if it's on a state road and you don't have enough right-of-way, if, you know, a project gets nominated, if, you know, because UDOT does a really good job of acquiring right-of-way. You're used to it. Local governments haven't been. And so that's a good opportunity, I think, for some of those projects to get done, if that's part of it.
I believe it is. Should be.
Okay, good.
We just have 10 minutes left, so I'll move the update about the active transportation plan to the next meeting when we're talking about also the prioritization requirements. But if you wanted Chris to give an update on the two EISs that are in and around Morgan.
So I can only talk very little about this. Mike Romero is the project manager on both of them. I know they've been started, and I from what I understand, I heard from him the other day that he's been working and coordinating with you guys. I really know very little. I know he's just got started, and they're starting to work through kind of goal setting and visioning and that kind of stuff for both of them. So unless you guys know.
Green and the interchange 89 and 84. But yeah. Jory mentioned that there was a recent active transportation workshop in relation to the 89, 84 interchange. And part of that was connecting up to Morgan.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it was just to start to explore the role of active transportation in that part, in that project. So I think, I don't know what came out of that. I just know that they had the meeting. That's kind of all he said. He didn't really give any specifics on anything that came out of it. High level stuff like, yeah, we need to connect to the, you know, the Bonneville shoreline. We need to kind of connect up the canyon. And that's kind of how he left it. It was pretty high level.
So the Morgan, so are any of you guys in the room or Ty participating in the Mountain Green interchange yet? Is that like a point where they brought stakeholders together, Chris, or they're still walking through the scope and contract and stuff?
I'm not sure. He didn't bring up that. I thought he had met with everybody, but I'm not sure.
I haven't yet.
I don't believe anybody in the city's been included, but we might not be stakeholders. We don't know.
Okay, then maybe he hasn't got that far yet, because Mike Romero would obviously work with you guys if he was at that stage.
Of course, maybe they have worked with Jared Anderson. I don't know, Commissioner Anderson.
He did mention Jared Anderson's name. I remember that.
So then he would be, he is, yeah, they're talking to him quite a bit. Somebody is.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we have a few more minutes. So Hugh or Commissioner, I thought maybe you could provide just like an update on where we are with the Active Transportation Plan update.
We're having our trails meeting with the revisions that Christopher sent to us. We're having that meeting on Monday night at 6:00 here, or not here, but at the county building. And hopefully we have enough people there to really get it set up so that that way we can ratify it or to approve it at the next commission meeting, which is on the, I don't have my calendar, my daughter has it. First Tuesday of the month.
The 10th of April?
The 18th.
No, the
18th. First. Oh, Tuesday, sorry.
The first one. Oh, I can't see it. There we go.
First Tuesday?
First Tuesday would be the 4th.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to have our meeting next on the 27th. Hopefully everything is completed. If it is, then we will put it on the agenda on the 28th to be presented on the 4th of April.
And so that's for adoption by the council. Yes.
That will be the adoption by the commission.
Commission, sorry. Yeah. Okay, very cool.
So that's the hopes and the plans. And Christopher, I have not gone through the whole plan yet.
Okay.
For the second time around anyway. So I hope it's.
It. From what I saw, it reflects what you guys wanted on those additional trails. Following the river and then the additional trail that the school property is on. It has both of those in it.
And then we included in that part going down to Weber County. Or actually, we already had it. I think we just didn't have the discussion between us and Weber County and Wasatch Front Regional.
Yeah, so we just need to, the only thing on there is we just need to make sure they're synced up in terms of phasing. So I think, Julie, you guys have that connection between Morgan and, or maybe Hugh, between Morgan and Weber. Is I think it's phase, it might be a phase one. I think the Morgan plan had it a little later. So we need to make sure they'll sync up in terms
that's
of phasing.
That's something Christopher and I were discussing last time, is that it, I think it was in phase one for Weber County or Davis County, one of the two. But yet it, we were way out on Morgan County. So what we were hoping to do is maybe put the three of us together and make it all into one phase one and have it all together. So that's something we need some assistance on.
I think we just need to reflect it in our phasing of the plan. I think that's all from our from the Morgan side.
Yeah, other than discussion, we need to talk to them, talk together.
In our draft regional transportation plan at the moment, we have a section of the Weber River Parkway that gets up to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail that is in phase one, but then from the Bonneville Shoreline Trail further east up the canyon, that's currently in an unfunded phase. So it's a little ways out in our plan as it's currently constituted.
Okay. And that's just because of financial constraint, right, Hugh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, financial constraint is making it tough to fund.
Maybe we can. So I think, Commissioner, what you should take from this is this happens with every plan that we do. You know, we have to financially constrain these. And so, you know, sometimes you push a project, but then in the next version of the plan, when we get together, we can look at, does it now warrant being moved up? What projects have been completed? Can we now move this one up in phasing? Those kinds of things. So even if on this version of the plan, it may not be where you want it, but we can update the plan in about 4 years and then we can get it there. So just something to think about.
It won't be around in 4 years.
Well, that's no. Don't say that.
Ends on the.
Going to be riding his bike so much that he's not going to talk to us.
That's true.
I was just thinking that I'm too old for all this stuff that's going on. We won't get to
enjoy it.
I guess I can see it from the other side, right?
Well, you know, that's the life of a planner. We put all this stuff together, and rarely do we see much of what we dream up come true. But sometimes we get lucky.
Yeah.
I would just like to see it sometime in my lifetime.
Okay, so on the next agenda, on the next meeting, we'll discuss the prioritization process for quarter reservation and third quarter. I'll work to put together some draft on what that process could look like. I'll look into the scenic byway designation. And how one goes about with that committee, And then we will also put on an action item to adopt the RPO bylaws at the next meeting. And so if there's anything else that comes up that you guys want to discuss, just go ahead and email me or let me know somehow. And then we'll continue to think about anything else we need to discuss at the next meeting. But Chair, Mayor, if you want to, I think you need a call for a meeting adjournment unless there's something else somebody would like to discuss.
Yeah, I have just one update just for you and Hugh or Chris, just so you know where we're at. We just got awarded a planning grant for our parks and trails plan. That came from Wasatch Front Regional Council. Yeah. Okay, so we'll just in July start our trails plan. And then we also just applied for a grant to rehabilitate the Mickelson Mile, which is our only current existing trail.
It was a grant to do what?
To rehab.
Oh, rehab, okay.
Rehab the trail. So it's like a $330,000 project. So as we add new trail, our old trail will be, if we get the grant, right, to just start brand new with trails. And so we're pretty excited about that project. Cool. So.
All right, who did you apply for the rehab project?
Outdoor Recreation.
Outdoor Rec, okay, thanks.
I think, well, so they've combined and they have like five different grant programs now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whichever one is eligible for maintenance.
Yeah.
Maintenance, yeah, gotcha. And rehab, because that was a new thing for us.
That's great. And then, that's great. Hope you get that.
Yeah, and then we're also rebuilding Young Street. That's going to connect to our new bridge that's being built. So,
and a trail through there up to the bus garage also by the fairgrounds.
Yeah, so we have the grant on the other side for new trail. And then we also are working with the school district to get a trail from 100 South to Young Street on their property. That one will not be paved, but it'll at least have some connectivity from that neighborhood to Young Street and like the ball fields and events, and cut down on people having to drive around the block to go to a football game. So
very cool.
But anyway, that's what we have going transportation wise.
It's a lot. Lance, you're busy.
Is there any more discussion?
Yeah, just one more.
Okay.
I can do this later, but while I've got you here, Julie, as far as our plan, the area plan that was done for the Peterson and the Mountain Green area,
mm-hmm.
There was a bill that the people sent to us. Do we just send it on to you?
I believe so. You're working with Megan and Marsha on that?
I don't know. I was just asked to ask the question when I saw you.
Yeah, let me, I'll shoot an email off to you and I think it's Marsha. And I'll just ask her that question and confirm, but I'm pretty confident that you would just send it to us.
Okay. I'll just send it to you and then you can tell me if I need to take care of it from there.
Okay.
Okay, I just have one more comment. I appreciate how wonderful you guys are and how much you can pull out of your brain that just baffles me. So thank you for all your help and what you do for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
anytime. Thanks, guys.
No other comments. This meeting's adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great evening.
Appreciate it. I like that you're here. Thank you.
Slowly but surely. Thanks, Commissioner. Have a good evening. See ya.
Bye, guys.